Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Yo, Mike.
Yo, Ian. How you doing?
It's Friday. Things are looking up, and we get a chance to do this week's show. But before we can do that, let's clear up last time's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase, cider house. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell the six-letter name of a flower and a four-letter word for things that are often seen around flowers. What are the words?
Well, if you change the U to a B, you can spell orchid and bees.
All right, Ian. On June 23rd, 1972, the Education Amendments of 1972 were enacted. Among the amendments is a section commonly known as Title IX. Title IX reads in part, quote, "No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity receiving federal financial assistance." While it has wide-reaching implications in education, it is perhaps most commonly associated with athletics, where it is used to ensure equal treatment for men's and women's teams. To commemorate the signing of Title IX, which is often written Title IX, each correct answer will end with the letters IX.
Okay.
While his August 18th, 1969 rendition of the song, included in a half-hour medley along with Purple Haze and other of his most famous songs, is his most iconic, what musician included the Star-Spangled Banner in his live shows before and after that performance?
Just Down the Road at Bethel Woods by Jimi Hendrix.
Of course, you're referring to Woodstock. Jimi Hendrix was supposed to perform at midnight on Sunday, but he went on around 8 a.m. on Monday, and he only played for about 30 to 40,000 people, which was a significant drop-off from the peak of around 400,000. What two-word term is used to collectively refer to a group of NHL teams, including the New York Rangers, the Boston Bruins, and the Chicago Blackhawks, that formed the entirety of the league from 1942 until a 1967 expansion doubled the number of teams in the league to 12.
That's the original six.
Yes, and four of those six expansion teams exist as they did in 1967. By what name do we most commonly know the snack, often served at parties, whose recipe originally appeared on boxes of its namesake cereal in 1952, and called for, in addition to the wheat and rice varieties of the cereal, butter, Worcestershire sauce, nuts, and spices?
As a big bagel chip fan, I will say Chex Mix.
Chex Mix is correct, and the prepackaged varieties of Chex Mix first appeared in around 1985, and that was when the name Chex Mix was officially trademarked. The U.S. Virgin Islands are an archipelago in the Atlantic Ocean, some 40 miles east of Puerto Rico. There are dozens of smaller islands and three main ones: St. John, St. Thomas, where the capital, Charlotte Amalie, is located, and what island, the largest of the U.S. Virgin Islands?
I will guess St. Croix.
St. Croix is correct. A little bit of tricky there with the pronunciation of the IX, but you're correct. And some guy named Alexander Hamilton clerked for an import-export business on St. Croix, and he called it, quote, "the most useful part of my education." And finally, what eight-letter word describes Harriet Quimby, the first female licensed pilot in the U.S., Catherine Stinson, the first female pilot commissioned to fly U.S. mail, Jacqueline Cochran, the first woman to fly Mach 1, and Amelia Earhart, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic?
Well, it'll win you a game of Scrabble. That's aviatrix.
And the aforementioned Catherine Stinson was known as the Flying Schoolgirl. She was the first woman to perform a maneuver called the loop-de-loop. Did this show give you the icks? Let us know. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for your trivia fix. You'll find extra credit and this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with a word that names a thing you might see on an inspirational poster. If you add the letters IX somewhere in the word, the result will spell the last name of a famous character from literature. What is the word and who is the character?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
See you then.